Listener Production.
Hello, Alicia McFarlane with your news briefing. US police have identified an Australian family as the victims of a light plane crash off the coast of Florida over the weekend. Queenslanders Misty Kath and her teenage daughter have died while father Christian is still missing after the aircraft they were on plummeted into the Gulf of Mexico. The family who had moved to Florida were flying to Venice for a planned dinner. Uber has copped a $21 million fine for misleading customers. The federal court has found the rideshare service sent misleading messages about cancelled trips between 2017 and 2021, while it's also been ordered to pay up over inaccurate fare estimates. Australia and the US will ramp up military cooperations, also extending an invitation to Japan. It follows talks with our defence and foreign ministers in Washington this morning. US Defence Secretary Lloyd Austin says China's dangerous and coercive actions throughout the Indo-Pacific threaten peace and stability.
We agreed to enhance trilateral defence cooperation and to invite Japan to integrate into our force posture initiatives in Australia. These efforts just don't demonstrate the closeness of our alliance. They also show the work that we're doing together to deliver tangible results toward our common vision.
Increased spending and wage growth has helped the nation's economy kick along, but there are signs things are slowing. GDP growing just 0.6% in the September quarter, just a fraction of the 5.9% growth across the year, while spending over the quarter rose 1.1%. In sport, Steve Smith will captain the Australian cricket team when they take on the West Indies tomorrow in Adelaide. Pat Cummins has been ruled out with a quad strain, with Scott Boland coming into the side. And Football Australia CEO James Johnson wants Graham Arnold to continue as Socceroos coach. He's told Fox Sports no decisions have been made just yet, with Arnold's contract now up following our World Cup exit.
But what I can say is we will be having a conversation with him around what the future looks like. Until we've had that conversation, we won't be going out to the market and looking at other coaches.
The Science Briefing, a new podcast about the science of everything. From coral reefs recovering from bleaching.
If the stresses stop, then the algae can come back and the coral can start to recover.
To monkeypox conspiracy theories.
So this idea that the AstraZeneca vaccine makes chimps sick and therefore would make humans sick is baseless.
Search The Science Briefing or download the Listener app now to listen for free.
Listener.